This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Texas today, an appellate court ruled that child welfare officials had no right to take more than 400 children from a polygamist ranch. Last month, child welfare officials removed the children from the ranch of the FLDS sect in El Dorado, Texas, on fears of child abuse. For more on this, Ben Philpott is here from KUT in Austin. And Ben, this is a very strongly worded decision, isn't it?
Yes, it's pretty easy to read, even if you don't have a law degree. The ruling says that the state did not present any evidence of danger to the physical health or safety of any of the male or female children who lived on the ranch. They also went on to say that the district judge, who had originally ruled that the state could have custody of the children, had abused her discretion by failing to return the children after 3 days of hearings that had happened last month.
Now, the state had argued that because there were children, minors, who were pregnant and who had given birth, that all the kids were in danger of being abused, and so all of them had to be removed. What did the court say to that?
The court said that outside of these five minor girls who had been pregnant or were pregnant, there was no evidence of any other abuse, and that there was no evidence that the mothers of the children either had allowed or were going to allow any of the minor female children there on the ranch to be subject to any kind of sexual or physical abuse.
And then the state also argued that this sect, the FLDS sect, has this belief system that would lead to abuse. And did the court address that?
Yes, and with pretty much the same language that they hit on the other evidence presented. They said that the existence of the FLDS belief system, as described by the state's witness in the original trial, that by itself does not put the children of FLDS parents in physical danger.
And this would be the belief system that allows for
For multiple spiritual marriages, yes.
Mm-hmm. So this strongly worded decision, what does it mean in terms of what's going to happen next? The court directed the lower court to vacate its original order?
Right. And we talked real quickly to the a spokesperson from Child Protective Services here in Texas. They say that they are reviewing it. They don't know what it means right now. What it appears to mean is that the lower court is going to be ordered to vacate that ruling. And, you know, the moms are getting ready to pick up their kids, I guess.
So nobody knows whether those children now will just be removed from foster care and returned back to their moms.
It doesn't appear that it can happen immediately. It looks like, according to the ruling, that it has to be something that the lower court executes before a child can be released. So, you know, the mothers can't immediately go to the different places across the state where the children are held and expect to have the kids turned over to them. There has to be an additional step, either from the lower court or, as the ruling says, if the lower court doesn't do it, this appellate court will execute the ruling, and that would then release. It appears that that would then release the children.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
That's Ben Philpott from member station KUT in Austin, Texas.